something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is rebroadcast of the October Healing Stream's live healing services with Pastor Chris Daywan.
In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, I want you to go to verse 41. From verse 41, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." See, he asks them a question. Oh, who is Christ? Whose son is Christ? So they said, "The son of David." You remember when blind Bartimaeus was calling on Jesus? Remember what he said? "Son of David, have mercy on me." Because he believed in Jesus. What did Jesus say to him? "Your faith has made you whole." But the Pharisees didn't believe. They didn't believe in who he was. Now, it's easy to say, "Son of David." So some believed he was son of David. And then Jesus had this question for them. "Whose son is he?" He said, "What do you think of Christ? Whose son is he?" And they answered, "The son of David." Look at the next verse. He said unto them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord?" Well, he says, if he's the son of David, why does David call him Lord? Watch. He said unto them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord? Saying, the Lord said unto my Lord." He quoted scripture to them. "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? Jesus is asking them. He says, if David calls him Lord, how then is he his son? If David called him Lord, go back to the scripture. Go back to 44. Now look at it. I want you to observe again. "The Lord said unto my Lord." This was the scripture that Jesus quoted for them from the book of Psalms. All right. "The Lord said unto my Lord." Now, meaning, when you read this, he says, Adonai. And that is the tetragrammaton that is actually there, and they put Adonai. So Adonai said unto my Lord. So David says, Adonai said to my Lord. That means Almighty God said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Now, those Pharisees there and all the Jews agree that Almighty God said that to Christ. They all agree that when it says, "The Lord said to my Lord," David meant that God said to Christ, "Sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." Meaning that this was after the resurrection of Christ, which David saw 1,000 years before it happened in spirit. He's prophesying. He's prophesying. He's prophesying 1,000 years before it happened. Okay. So, next verse. If David didn't call him Lord, how is he his son? Next verse. And no man was able to answer him a word. When Jesus asked them, they could not answer. No man was able to answer him a word. Neither does any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. That's amazing. Look at the next verse. Then spake Jesus to the multitudes and to his disciples. He warned them, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. Amazing scripture. I'll come back there. But here Jesus explains something very interesting. If the Christ were son of David, why would David call him Lord? So who is Christ? Who is Christ? Glory be to God. Let me show you some interesting scriptures. Go straight to Philippians chapter 2. And let's start reading from verse 6. Well, 5 may be better, just so you enter. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Do you remember Jesus was crucified with robbers? 2 robbers. Why? Because they accused him of robbing God of his glory. So they condemned him with robbers. Look at that. But Jesus didn't think it was a robbery to be equal with God, because he was equal with God. I'll show you something interesting now. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He came like an ordinary man. But who was Jesus? Look at the next verse. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, let's read this from the CJB, Complete Jewish Bible. Let's read this verse from there. So let's take it again from verse 5. Watch what we get here. Let your attitude toward one another be governed by your being in union with the Messiah, Yeshua. Wow. Messiah, Yeshua. That means Jesus is Christ. Messiah is Christ. Yeshua is Jesus. Right? That's remarkable. That's remarkable. So this is Paul the Apostle writing, and he emphasizes here that Jesus is Christ. Jesus is Christ. Watch. This is remarkable. Though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God something to be possessed by force. Now, he didn't. That translation wasn't great here. Wasn't great. Didn't get it from the Hebrew. But let's go on. On the contrary, he emptied himself in that he took the form of a slave by becoming like human beings are. And when he appeared as a human being, he humbled himself still more by becoming obedient even to death, dead on a stake as a criminal. He died on the cross like a criminal. He was condemned like a criminal. But look at the next verse. Therefore, God raised him to the highest place because he humbled himself. God raised him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name. Woo! Watch the next thing. That in honor of the name given Yeshua, every knee will bow. Oh, I'm going to tell you more about this tomorrow. It's so powerful. Look, it says that in honor of the name given Yeshua, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. This is amazing. God had said every knee will bow only to him, to God Almighty. Now he says that's going to happen with Yeshua. So who is Yeshua then? Look at the next verse. And every... this is too much. Watch. And every tongue will acknowledge that Yeshua the Messiah is Adonai. Do you understand that? He says every tongue will acknowledge that Yeshua the Messiah is Adonai. Who is Adonai? God Almighty. God Almighty. That's Adonai. That's the God who spoke to Moses from the burning bush. That's the God who called Abraham by name. That's why when Jesus said, I am. Remember, he was referring to the same name that God spoke when Moses said to him, what is your name? Who shall I say sent me? He said, tell them, I am has sent you. Because they asked him, they asked Jesus, when he said, before Abraham was, I am. They said, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? They were laughing at him. So he responded by saying, before Abraham was, I am. He should have said, before Abraham was, I was. No. He said, before Abraham was, I am. They realized he was not playing semantics. And they wanted to kill him. They said, that's blasphemy. You're saying that you're God. So who is Jesus? Jesus is Christ. Who is Christ? Christ is Son of God. What do you mean by Son of God? Son of God means God in human flesh. That is the meaning of Son of God. Son of God doesn't mean someone that was born by God. Son of God means God appearing in human flesh. So that's what the Bible tells us. So when Jesus said, I am the Son of God, he meant I am God in human flesh. Now look at that scripture again. Look at it. That verse 11. Every tongue will acknowledge that Yeshua the Messiah is Adonai. This is the biggest thing. I want you to understand why the disciples of Jesus, why the apostles were persecuted in Israel. It's because of this thing. This was the reason. Because they upheld that Jesus is Adonai. How can you say that? They saw him crucified. They watched him die. They saw him buried. And they believed the media. The media of that day told them that the disciples stole his body. So they believed that Jesus' body was stolen by his disciples, and then they testified that God raised him from the dead. They didn't want to believe that. But the disciples were right. What they said was true. Jesus resurrected. Jesus, look at your salvation. How does salvation come? Romans chapter 10 verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Adonai. You see it? In the Greek text, you don't see it. Why? Because everything, Lord, there is kurios. Everything is muddled up. So like in the English, you see Lord, 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 you know. So you don't know the difference. But in the original text, there are differences. And because they didn't want to use the holy name of God, they introduced there what in English translates to the Lord. You see it? And we have to use the intensive plural. See? And put the Lord. And leave it there. But where it says, if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Adonai, that means that Jesus is God Almighty. That is amazing. That is amazing. Jesus is God Almighty. You know, I've often said to God's people, if you read your Bible, you will come to the conclusion that Jesus is God. It is impossible to read the Bible and not come to that conclusion. If you haven't come to that conclusion, you haven't studied the Bible. In fact, the whole Bible is about that truth. It's given to help you come to an understanding of who Jesus really is. You cannot read it without coming to that conclusion that Jesus is God. Until you discover that Jesus is God, you don't know him. You don't know him. If he's not God, what is the meaning of Christ? If he is not God, what is the meaning of Son of God? If he is not God, why was he crucified? The high priest asked Jesus a question. He said, tell us, are you the Christ, the Son of God? Jesus said, I am. The high priest tore his clothes, his own clothes. That means he was disgusted at what Jesus said. He said, do we need any more witnesses? He said, you have heard him yourself. This is blasphemy. He has declared that he is God. And so, he must die. That was how Jesus was condemned to death. For declaring who he was. Who should he have said he was? Their eyes were blinded. What's the meaning of Messiah? Messiah is a Christ. When he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I want to show you something. Hebrews chapter 1. Go to Hebrews chapter 1. Let's read from verse 1. I want to show you something. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed, heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, the aeons. Watch now. Who being the brightness. Oh, wow. This is too much. Look at what he describes Jesus as. He says, being the brightness of his glory. Jesus, the brightness of God's glory. The effulgence of God's glory. The outshining of God's glory. And then he says, and the express image of his person. Hey. Oh. That means the character of God. Do you know what he's saying here? Let me explain this to you from St. John chapter 1 verse 18. We'll come back here. St. John chapter 1 verse 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, monogenes, and only kind. One born and as an only kind. He was an only type. An only born. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. This means he hath rehearsed him. He has come to act him. Like someone playing a role on stage in a drama. You say, okay, you will play the role of maybe, you know, call anybody by name now. Anyone you'd like to play his role? You know, so you're playing the role. We're acting on the stage. So this one is playing a role, and another one is playing another person's role, the character. So you act the character, okay, of that person whose role you're playing. Now, that's what the Bible is saying here. That Jesus came to play the role of God. Aye. He came to play the role of God. So, when you read it from, go to the AMPC. Use the AMPC. Look at it. No man has ever seen God at any time. The only unique son, I told you, monogenes, unique son, or the only begotten God. Aye, aye, aye. The only begotten God. Did you hear that? The only born God. Aya! Who is in the bosom, in the intimate presence of the Father. He has declared him. He has revealed him and brought him out where he can be seen. He has interpreted him. Aya, ya! Oh, oh, oh. This is amazing. Okay, so now let's go back. I wanted to explain that thing to you. Go back to verse 3, Hebrews chapter 1. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image. The express image. He's the character. You want to know how God behaves? He says, look at Jesus. Jesus is the character of God. That's why he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You want to know what God is like? He says, look at me. Aye. The express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down. Where is Jesus? Jesus sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That means he's sitting in God's seat. How can you? Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Let me show you something. No. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. Colossians. This Ephesians, if we go there, you won't live here today. But let me take you to Colossians 1, 19. Look at that. For it pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus, should all fullness. That means the totality of divinity. Completely and fully resident in Christ. All of God resides in Jesus. When you see Jesus, you see the totality of divinity. Everything that God is in the body of Jesus. So when Jesus was walking, Almighty God, Adonai was walking. Remember when he said to Simon Peter, whom do you say I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Did Jesus say, no, don't dress me in borrowed robes? Did he say that? No! He said flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. He said, it's my Father who revealed it to you. In other words, Jesus said, that's true. So Jesus claimed to be Christ, the Son of God. That means Christ, God in human flesh. You must come to that conclusion, that confession that Jesus Christ is Adonai. Otherwise, you don't know him. You don't know him. The Bible says, look at that place that we all quote. We all know it. St. John chapter 1 from verse 1. Look at it. We all quote it. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Was God. Why? Why does he say was God? He was God. Was. Because he became a man. Do you get it now? Look at it. Go to verse 12. Let's begin from verse 12. 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The right translation is became flesh. The Word became flesh. So that's why he says he was God. He became flesh and dwelt among us. He was God. Ah! The Bible says, we read it earlier. He says he humbled himself and became in fashion as a man. He became like us. The best part of the story I love in the Bible, the best part of the story was when Jesus ascended. I love it. Because they still were doubting who he was. His siblings that were born of his mother. You know, they knew him at home. Imagine Jesus calling his younger brother Judas. All right? Or Simon. There was one of them called Jude. All right? Jude or Judas. Same name. So he says, wash this plate for me. And that one says, wash it yourself. You know? Wash it yourself. He had younger sisters. Because he was the firstborn of his mother. Imagine he tells his younger sister, can you help me make some food? And that one says, I'm very tired. I have other things I want to do. Then one day, after he was crucified, they felt very bad. They felt very bad when Jesus was crucified. They were angry with him. We warned him. We warned him to be careful of the Romans. He never liked to listen to advice. Now, he's dead. So, he was dead and buried. The third day, they heard some people say that Jesus had resurrected. Some even said they saw him. Ah, they started wondering. For up to a month, people were testifying that they had seen Jesus. Why has he not come to the house? Why has he not come to the house? The Bible says, neither did his brethren believe in him. His siblings did not believe in him. At his crucifixion, his mother was there. Where were his brothers and sisters? They were not there because they did not believe in him. He had to deliver his mother to John. Where were his brothers? Because they did not believe in him. They were blaming him for the crucifixion, for his own death. Then, about 40 days after others had been seeing Jesus, they heard he announced that he wants to have a meeting with his disciples in Galilee. So everybody's going to Galilee to wait for Jesus. So his siblings decided to go. Say, at least now we can take him and drag him home. So they all went. When they got there, they saw it wasn't a large crowd. Just a little over 100 people. So all together, there were 120. So they were standing there and listening as Jesus spoke. The Bible tells us the things he said. Then the brothers realized that Jesus is still planning to continue this preaching. Now they're thinking, we would drag him home after this meeting. While they're watching, suddenly Jesus levitates. It looks like his legs are no longer on the ground. They say, did you just see that? Are my eyes deceiving me? They clean out their eyes. His feet are not on the ground. They are looking. It looks as if it is getting higher. He's moving up. Ah! He says, this is magic. What kind of magic is this? Oh, they knew a lot of magicians in those days. Yes, in Israel. They said, what? What's happening? They thought it was magic. Then he moved higher. He's still talking. He's talking to them now from the air. They're like, what is this? What is he trying to do? They don't have an idea what's about to happen. They think they have seen something. He's 3 meters off the ground. They are looking at him like this. What's going on? And he's saying, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. They're looking at him. Then they realized he's moving higher and higher. Now, what? They remembered what he said. They remembered. I got to show it to you. St. John's Gospel, chapter 6. Let's go to verse 61. Oh, dear. You know, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and some of them began to grumble at him. Look at, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, they murmured at some of his statements. He said unto them, doth this offend you? Then watch. What? And if he shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? He said, what are you going to say? If you see the Son of Man ascend to where he came from, because he told them, I'm from above. And they say, we know your mother. We know your brothers and sisters. We know your home. How can you tell us you are from above? Jesus says, what if you see the Son of Man ascend up to where he was before? What if you see it? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? What if you see it? I told you, this is the biggest sign yet. The resurrection was great. But this one, he asked them, what will you say? What will you do if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? What are you going to do? Then, on that, this was before he died. This was before the crucifixion. So there's still a lot of time since he made this statement. So when he said that, you can imagine, they couldn't think about it. How ascend up where he was before. Whoever ascended, they knew Elijah disappeared. Okay? Somebody will see Elijah over here, and then the next thing they say is in another town. So Elijah, they knew about that. But to ascend, and then Jesus ascended in their very eyes, before their very eyes. They watched him until he went beyond the clouds. When they saw him go into the clouds, they were in such shock. The Bible says nobody could say anything. Everybody was quiet. They couldn't talk. What will you say? He asked them, what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Everybody was quiet. The Bible says in that condition they went to Jerusalem. They went into a room, a large room, referred to as the upper room. Nobody could talk. The Bible says they were all in one accord, in one place. Nobody talked. In a place like that, you'd have expected some kind of accusations. Like somebody saying, Peter, you denied him. I never knew you could do such a thing. You know? But nobody was talking. Everybody was quiet. Until the Holy Ghost came. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is Adonai. Jesus is God. Ephrat. Sako rabaka sandalamahai. Libako rasata. Kombra nanta kobra hilagasia. Glangrodoske parma. If you have not known the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've not been born again, if you haven't been living your life for Jesus Christ, I call upon you now. It's time to live your life for Jesus Christ. This is your moment. That's why I'm sharing these things with you, so you understand who you're believing in. This is not an ordinary man. He's the Son of God, God in human flesh, who came to die for our salvation because he loved us and he wanted us to live. Now he's given us his life, that we may live through him and live in his name. Wherever you are in this great world today, I call on you to believe in him and receive him into your heart. He wants to live in your heart. He wants you to have the life that he gives. He died for your salvation. If you believe in him and you want him to be Lord of your life, I want to lead you in prayer right now. You say these words after me and believe with all your heart. Mean these words from the bottom of your heart and God will hear you. Say these words in prayer now. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Christ is in me now. I have eternal life now. Thank you, Lord. I am born again. Amen. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you, that he answered you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong in your kingdom now. They belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless them with your word, with your love, with your grace. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Congratulations. You have a new life now. You're born again. We have an important gift we'd like to give to you. It's a little book, and it's titled, Now That You Are Born Again. You'll find a code number, 4763. And with that code, you can download a copy of the book for yourself and start reading it. Learn more about this life that you just received and begin building your faith strong in Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305. 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.